GOP Oregon gubernatorial candidate Christine Drazan. State experiencing decade of decline under single-party leadership. By Catherine Hamilton on September 3, 2022. Oregon has experienced a decade of decline under radical leftist leadership. Republican gubernatorial candidate Christine Drazan told Fox News' Tammy Bruce on Friday. Oregonians are demanding better from their leaders. What we are experiencing has been a decade of decline under progressive, extreme, single-party leadership in our state. And we are feeling across the whole state, but especially in Portland, where they are less safe today than they have ever been before, Drazan said, adding. We are seeing mom-and-pop shops close up. We are seeing national chains exit our beautiful city, Portland. And instead, we are leaving our beautiful city to people who are abusing hard drugs, which are now legal in our state, who in fact, are forming encampments and are refusing to leave public spaces. Portland streets were particularly marred by violence and destruction in the wake of George Floyd's death. Fiery riots, combined with police budget cuts, the decriminalization of hard drugs, and bail reform have combined to create often nightmarish living conditions for city dwellers. Drazan has made public safety a focal point in the three-way race for Oregon's governorship, as some Oregon voters begin to lean away from failed far-left destructive policies. The gubernatorial hopeful in her campaign platform cited a 207% increase in homicides in Portland between 2019 and 2021, and rebuked the destabilization of law enforcement via the Defund the Police movement. She has also voted to declare homelessness a state of emergency, repeal Measure 110, which decriminalized hard drugs, and expand mental health services. Portlanders themselves are asking for leaders that are willing to stand up for their quality of life. They want to be safe in their own yards. They want to be safe when their kids walk to school. This is not partisan, Drazan told Bruce. Drazan will face off against Democrat-turned-independent Betsy Johnson and far-left Democrat Tina Kotek in November. While Oregon is typically considered a blue stronghold, political analysts in recent weeks shifted the rating of the Oregon gubernatorial race from leans Democratic to toss-up, pointing to the volatile nature of potentially splitting a governor's race between three candidates, as well as Democrat Governor Kate Brown's extreme unpopularity.